USA Radio News.
Seven states hosted primary elections on Tuesday. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem easily won her GOP primary Tuesday night. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump picked up more wins for candidates he endorsed. According to Trump, the win in Pennsylvania's Senate race by Dr. Mehmet Oz puts the endorsement record at 100 wins to 6 losses. Longtime Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds both beat challengers, and Trent Kelly won the Republican nomination for U.S. House in Mississippi's 1st Congressional District. A large truck collided with a van in southeast Arkansas, killing 5 people and injuring 5 others. The van belonged to a school serving disabled adults. Police say the 5 people killed in the crash ranged in age from 19 to 73. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Actor and Uvalde, Texas native Matthew McConaughey met with President Joe Biden on Tuesday. He spoke about the school shooting, which killed 19 children and 2 adults, at a White House press briefing afterwards, saying people in power have failed to act when it comes to gun safety.
We heard from so many people, families of the deceased, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, Texas Rangers, hunters, Border Patrol, and responsible gun owners who won't give up their Second Amendment right to bear arms. And you know what they all said? We want secure and safe schools, and we want gun laws that won't make it so easy for the bad guys to get these damn guns.
The shooting in Uvalde is the 3rd most deadly school shooting in American history. The Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which bans transgender women from participating in women's sports, will now become law in Louisiana. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards took no action on the GOP-led bill by the end of the legislative session, allowing the bill to become law. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Customers who shopped at grocery retailer Meijer on Tuesday ran into problems using their debit cards for the 2nd time in the past month. Meijer, which has stores in Michigan and parts of the Midwest, said a processing error impacted Chase Bank, which caused the stores to accept only cash or credit payments. One credit union official spoke to WZZM about proactive measures everyone can take to protect their accounts.
Criminals are using the internet, sending out emails, putting fake logos in there. Consumers really need to pay attention to any email or text message that they get from their financial institution. And if it's asking for any information from them, delete it, contact the credit union directly.
At the end of May, some customers were charged double and triple the amount of their initial Meijer purchase. A migrant caravan with 10,000 foreign nationals is headed towards the U.S. southern border, and Vice President Kamala Harris appears to be ignoring the border crisis. On Tuesday, Harris announced a $50 million Central American youth program to get young people from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras paid community service opportunities on issues like climate action and violence prevention. And the son of General Hospital star Jack Wagner was found dead in an L.A. parking lot on Monday. Harrison Wagner was 27. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.